Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today I have returning special guest, good friend, Tina Constas.
Woo!
Woo!
Mr. Kate.
Oh, real quick, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Kate, the other day, she was excited. She was excited about something, and she texted me, W-O-O-O-O-T.
Woo!
Ooh. Yeah. That's right?
That's a thing. Woo, woo, yeah.
It's got a T on the end?
A T on the end. Woo.
Woo.
Usually in pairs. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
If she wrote woo, woo, I would have known what she was talking about. She's wearing woo.
It seems confusing. But yeah, no, it's a thing.
I'm glad we got that out of the way at least at the beginning. I wanted to.
CG's the one who's been like out of society more than me, but acts like I'm the one who doesn't know like hip cool things. Like I'll be like woo, and he'll be like woo. There's T at the end, and I'm like, yeah, woots become. I don't want to say woots become cool.
That does not sound cool when you say that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's cool. But there's a T at the end when you do woo. Like I have a Bitmoji and it says woo. And it's like me as a cartoon, like woo, like
celebrating.
Yeah.
You're good. And I'll clear it up.
It is cleared up now. I feel like a jerk.
Yeah, you just didn't know. That's all.
I didn't know. She's right. Tina's right, Kate, okay?
Tina is right about many things, actually.
And I was going to take that liberty, but I'm glad that you did. Like, she's on to something.
I'd say Tina's right about things, like accuracy is like about 95%, which is like a huge.
Or I just don't say shit. Like, if I don't know, I don't say anything so that I can be right 99% of the time.
I like how I said 95. Tina's like, you can change it to 99.
Yeah, you can that up.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So Tina's an incredible interior designer. And I don't say that. Like, I'm going to say phenomenal cream of the crop interior.
I'm happy for it. Hype me, girl, on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. And I mean that shit, though. And Tina knows I mean that shit. Like, her eye for aesthetics and what fits together, just color palettes. I met Tina, we were both art teachers at a public school. And although it wasn't for either one of us, I knew even then just as an artist, like her paintings, her drawings, just the way she creates or curates the environments around her. It's just crisp and she's phenomenal at what she does.
Tina, I have a question. Did you teach art at like a Dangerous Minds school?
No, I did not.
The little gang member kids and stuff?
We taught art at the highest paying school district in the state of New Jersey. You know, I mean, I still don't make that kind of money.
I definitely wanted to hear some like stabbing stories from your when you were our teacher at school, but I guess that never happened. It was nice.
We were like dealing with Stepford Wives. Like, it was a totally different environment.
Then different question. Any hunky seniors in high school on the football team ever hit on you or anything?
We taught middle school.
All right. That's gross. Then. All right. I'm sorry. My questions are not hitting today, Kate.
Well, see, just because you need to listen to me more. I told you we taught middle school. You just asked Tina if there was ever a hunky, basically.
No.
That's disgusting. 18-year-old.
Not.
Yeah. So you need to listen. Okay. And I taught in a rougher school district the year before I got the job.
No, but I didn't know if Tina had always taught at that school, if she had some Dangerous Minds stories.
I mean, I did actually. Where did I teach? In Newark. So I did some student teaching in Newark, and I had to have a police escort from my car to the building. So, like, yeah, definitely had some Dangerous Minds situations. And if I'm honest, I think I was there for, like, a month or two, and then, like, they pulled me out, and they put me in another school. Like, and I didn't complain. I didn't even know how it happened. I think they were like, we're just going to take that girl out of here. But I saw some sad shit while I was there.
No, that's good, yeah. I was going to ask, like, if you invited the kids over to play pool.
Or, like, I love them. They were so sweet.
you roll dice with them just to get cool with the kids, like so they knew you were down, and then they started learning their math and they learned their science, and then they take the exams, and then everybody did like went to college.
And then we
like,
all here.
That would be inspiring. So like yeah. That's more the type of story I was looking for. But that story you had was dope though. I like
yeah,
that.
I couldn't get that done in 2 months, but I tried.
Yeah.
It was aspirational.
Yeah, so Tina and I met as art teachers. We won't get into it too much because the last time Tina was on the podcast, we went into it.
Yeah.
I feel like we go into it every time we podcast. We're like, we didn't make it in the public school system, but that is still true. Tina and I, that the very structured ways, it was like a prison for us in a sense, for people like me and Tina. I'm not saying that can't change. I hope there are teachers who are finding ways to be freer and students for the students. But Tina and I, it was not a fit for either of us because of like, we couldn't really be our true selves.
Yeah, it was like really frigid. Like it was just so controlled. You had to be, and the weird thing was the older generation was like monitoring us because yeah. We were young.
Yes.
They wanted to make sure we were never saying anything weird. It was just really weird. I can barely function like in normal society, not trying to say the wrong thing in that environment. It was really, really tight.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. that was it.
Sister.
Well, I think it's important to look at things like that because authenticity is one of the most beautiful reasons to be alive, to get to be who you are. And the fact that so many places don't allow you to be who you really are. And if you say the wrong thing or something that freaks someone out, they'll immediately call you crazy or try to put you on another team, in a sense, as they are. There were two art teachers. Okay, so I didn't want to go into it again.
Yeah, I'm like, let's keep it light.
Okay. Let me just tell us, there were two teachers within that community that like chased me out, like because they thought I was too weird. It's like, we can't do stuff like that. Like you cannot get along with someone, not vibe with someone, not believe exactly everything they think without having to like ostracize them.
It was like unbelievably harsh when I think back on it. Like, they came for you, pitchforks. Like, it was crazy. I don't know why they did that. And I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, I feel like
it's my town too. That's what he said to me. I live here. He's not Southern at all, Siege. Yeah. It's my town too.
It's a Southern thing to say, though.
Yeah.
It's not your town, dude, okay? Everybody's town. So that, like, in the South, like, it is their town. So, like, they say that. So I get why you put the accent on it.
Don't you feel like they didn't come for me, though? The way they came? I don't know. Not the way they came for you.
Maybe you were a little more laid back than Kate. I feel like maybe. I'm guessing here.
I don't know.
It's because I worked there permanently and had tenure.
Right. And I was just there temporarily.
So you weren't a threat. Like, they could get rid of you if they wanted.
Mm-hmm,
they felt true. Stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Tenure is what freaked them out the most. Like, oh, you know, and ultimately, even though I had tenure, I decided to walk away from it because I couldn't really be myself. And there were other things that were exciting my passion way more. It got real ugly before I left. But
for sure.
Okay. We'll go on to the next topic.
I didn't get to thank you, by the way. Thank you for that big intro about how amazing I am. It's incredibly embarrassing, but thank you.
Dude, your room, just the stuff that you have behind you, like I wouldn't know if I had all the stuff in the world that I was just allowed to put behind me, it would be terrible. And I'm just looking at just the stuff that you chose. I'm like, that shit is dope. So
yeah.
You're gonna have to come over and set some stuff up. You're gonna have to tell me what to buy on Amazon.
Yep.
Then put it all behind me, and that just so I can go from ashy to classy.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, Tina, she kind of already knows this. She's going to be, if we ever have a house together, she's the interior designer. That's like right. She, her and I, since the start of our friendship, she's basically known that's the case. Well, since the start, you started going back to school. I was like, hey, Tina, even if I can't afford you at somewhat, like, would you, because she takes homes It's like almost like she's half architect. Like she can make any space look like magic, something else. It's unreal what she can do. Sorry if I'm being embarrassing.
You're embarrassing me, Jesus. Like your boyfriend.
You're similar like that. I'm like, fuck both of you because I love you both so much. And like when I try to compliment, open my heart, you're both like, L.
No, I love it. I love it. It's just embarrassing. Like I'm not, it's like when everyone's singing you happy birthday. You're like, what the fuck do I do now?
Like, oh, that's true. There's nothing to do when you get a compliment. You're just a deer in the headlights. That's how I feel.
That's why she's finished. And I was like, I didn't even say thank you. I didn't even address any of that. But anyway, thank you.
Well, I'll work on complimenting both of you less.
Oh, no, I don't like that at all.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Kate.
No, thank you. No, okay. Okay, so random next topic, but I thought about this randomly. When I was in college, I went to the University of Maryland. I took a lot of different art classes because I went for art education. So half of the classes, well, not half. Some of the classes were education. Some were just like art, sculpture, painting, art history, etc. So I did this one sculpture class where we learned Paris craft. And it's like plaster and gauze. Or is that what you call it? Paris craft? Yeah. Or the
plaster of Paris. That stuff you get wet?
Yeah, you dip it and then you can like wrap it and mold it around things. Yeah. Now, you have to, around hair, put Vaseline on first or you will completely wax yourself or whoever you're doing. But one of the girls in my class, she was like, could I, and her and I were friends. She was like, could I do your chest? And I was like, fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you said yes.
Fuck yeah. So I remember being in my dorm room and like we did it right. You know what I mean? First of all, it's not like I have hair in my boots.
Right. What do you mean you did it right?
Like, well,
you have minimal hair on your boobs.
Fuck you, CJ.
It's a joke. It's a joke. That's disgusting. You're not a gorilla.
So, meaning like we just like took all the precautions, the Vaseline, you know what I mean? Like whatever. So wait,
how do you get it off and it stays like the shape?
It dries.
And then, so you cut it off. You have like the front part, like you gotta, because you gotta wrap it
all the way around, just the front, right?
Well, she did the front and the back, but you leave a space. You don't connect it. So you do just the front, and then when it's off, you put it together and then attach it with plaster of Paris at the seams. So you do it in parts. I asked my friend if I could do his legs in a certain shape and I forgot the Vaseline.
Oh. How did you get
that? Oh my God, he was so mad at me. I waxed his legs. It was awful. I bought him a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Oh my gosh.
To apologize.
Did you have to, like, you just made like the way your hand was made me think you bought the smallest bottle of Jack Daniels there was. You just like had two fingers basically. Like you got him the travel like size.
A $20-$30 one, not like the big nice one.
$20-$30 is a lot in college, okay?
Yeah, that's
in college.
Yeah.
That's true. But I feel like you really almost put him in the hospital. You took off all his leg hair.
Tell us more about that. Like, how did you cut any of it? Like, what?
So gross. When I handed in the sculpture I did, if you looked on the inside, it was like all his
leg. It was still hairy inside? Oh, that's fucking gross.
You couldn't really see it, but it was just like the memory of what I did.
That was like your project, like that you put in for
a good grade on it. I did. It was like beautiful. Like I had him do
it.
It
was like, I love this monkey fur that you put on your project.
No one could see it. It was on the inside. But anyway, the girl who did my chest, my breasts were just because they displayed them in like the middle of the art department building. So it was just like I'd walk into class and I'd be like, those are my boobs. I'm there all the time.
On full display. That's awesome.
No one knew they were mine.
Except for that. That you were like, those are mine.
Yeah.
Except for them.
See those? Right here. It was awesome. I remember some of my friends would be like, yo, I walked past the art. I went into the art building today. Just wanted to see your tits. Good job. You know, like some of my friends would do that. I'd be like, thank you. Yeah. Like,
absolutely. Kate made some friends that semester.
They said, good job, like you made it. You're like, no, actually, another girl made it. They're just...
mine are the legs. Oops, but... My sculpture's the legs with the hair on the inside, if you look. But
so good.
Was he, like, Italian? Like, was he, like, a hairier ethnicity?
He was, like, medium hairy. I believe he's got Italian in him, but, like, he definitely had leg hair. It was just, it was a mistake. I felt...
It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
It was a mistake. I remember I was halfway in, like, through, and then I went, and he was like, what? And I was like, I was supposed to put Vaseline on your legs first. He was like, why? I was like,
oh my gosh.
Wax all your leg hair off. He was like, Kate. He was like, I swear to fucking God. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll get you Jack Daniels. He's like, I'm going to need it right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, did you get it before you took it off?
I think I gave one of my, because our friends were, the group was there drinking anyway. You know what I mean? Watching. They thought it was hysterical. I was like, if I give one of you like $30, can you run out and go get him?
Aw.
And so I remember doing it, and he was just like, he was a good sport. I wonder what he's up to. He was a good sport. Like,
totally.
He's a good friend. So, okay. Also, I'm bringing up this story because in only a little bit more than a month away is Good Friday. And the reason why I say that is one time I was headlining at Atlantic City Comedy Club. And there was this woman in the audience wearing like her Sunday best, you know, and Tina knows this once again, like, I don't get, if someone's very Stepford wife-ish, like overly proper, like they're not going to like me. So I was doing my joke, which you both know of, where I talk about Jesus being a good looking man, which if anyone really loves Jesus, they would know that's the highest compliment. Okay. And if someone says to me, you are a good looking woman, I'm like, thank you. And I believe it's in the mind, body, spirit connection. So why wouldn't of course Jesus is going to be smoking. You know what I mean? So, but once again, you're not supposed to talk about Jesus being a hottie boombalotti. But anyway, so I was doing that joke in Atlantic City and the woman, you know, she was kind of trying to heckle, but she actually kind of liked me. Like she was, like she, I didn't think she had a real problem, but then like the next day on my Facebook and on, I believe like the comedy club's Facebook, she was like, she was talking about, I'm going to do my Southern accent again, even for someone else. Southern. She was talking about Jesus being good looking and on Good Friday, nonetheless. And I just thought that was one of the funniest. I didn't even like, really, like, I pay attention to holidays, but, like, I just think it was so funny. What are you doing at a comedy club in Atlantic City on a Good Friday?
Good Friday, if you're so offended, fuck out of here. I can't.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's
lots of... Good Friday, you did it. That's not even a thing you would know, probably.
I mean, I probably kind of knew, but it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, I'm going up on stage on a Good Friday. I better take it easy.
Well, what is Good Friday?
It's the Friday before Easter, right?
Yeah, before he has risen.
Which is wild. The whole Jesus is risen thing is wild.
I love it. Once again, big fan of Jesus. Love that he resurrected. I believe Friday, though, was the day that he died on the cross. So she's upset. Maybe I'm talking about him being so good looking on the day he was nailed to the cross. It is a sin to nail someone's beautiful, handsome hands to a cross. I agree. Okay, they should not. He was, yeah. We need some better.
You got some thoughts on Jesus? Because I'd love to hear them. Because for me, the whole time, like, I'm the kind of person, I'm like, Jesus wasn't real. We cannot get offended by this. Or, like, if he was real, see, I knew Kate was going to react to that. Or, like, if he was real, it was possibly a cult leader. A lot of people have some weird stuff, got a lot of things rolling in a time when you couldn't fact check. And here we are.
I mean, I'm kind of on board with that. I'm just scared to say it out loud.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Well, CG, let's go to CG.
But why is Good Friday good if that's when he died? Shouldn't it be like Bad Friday?
Horrible Friday.
Bloody Friday? Bloody Friday, bloody? Friday, bloody Friday?
Yeah,
Bloody Friday.
It's terrible. Yeah, I feel like it's a terrible day.
I'll get back to her. I'll get back to that woman like years later and be like, actually, it should be called Bloody Friday. Because
get back to the top, bump it. Let that conversation start again. I'd be down for that, actually.
2-3 years later, I respond to her with that. Actually, it should be called Bloody Friday because he died. And that's what you also got at your comedy show.
Yeah.
Some good old-fashioned blood.
Good.
See, I was raised Christian, so anytime people talk like this, I feel extremely like I'm going to get struck by lightning.
Oh.
Like, completely. So like I'm trying to do my thing. I never don't really think that like now. Like I have my own ideas now of everything. But like it definitely still scares me. Like that's instilled in me since I was a little kid.
I mean, I grew up really Greek Orthodox. I have not crazy Greek mom. She's awesome. Love you, mom. She's so cool. But like she definitely gets really offended when I say stuff like this. Like horribly offended. But I'm like, it's cool. We're cool, Ange. It's fine.
Hi, Ange.
Yeah, she's the best.
I'm in a category that no one really gets me with. Like, and I say this in my joke, like the more hardcore Christians, Catholics are like, do not love our Jesus. We don't like what you're doing. Like, you don't talk about him being fit and fabulous. You know what I mean? And then the people who like totally don't think he existed don't fuck with me either. Because they're like, what? Like, you're a big fan of Jesus. He was like an ascended master, Buddha kind of thing to me. But I also don't care if people have different beliefs on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can't laugh at me saying Jesus is good looking, no matter where you stand, you're a bad Christian or Catholic if you want your Jesus to be ugly. Then you don't really love Jesus. Because like, why would you want a not good looking Jesus? Like, I'm a pray for those souls.
I feel like he definitely had to be because he had a lot of magnetism.
That's you know what I'm saying.
If he was just a slob, like he wouldn't have had all these followers, I'm pretty sure. I think he had to be kind of a boss.
Yeah, he had to be a little bit of a cult leader. Like a little bit. Like there's some weird, and maybe he was a good one, but I don't know. How do you get that much? Like, and then you go like murder a bunch of people so that they can, you know, convert to your religion. I don't really know. I'm not that into it.
Well, to call yourself king of the Jews is a pretty bold statement.
Huge.
It's going to get you in some trouble. By the way, I'm taking out my webcam. You'll see me in the shitty one because it's like freezing up my computer. Okay, here I am. But
wait, was it freezing up your computer? Did it freeze both of us? Me and because she was frozen for me for a second.
Oh shit.
It's all right. It's all good.
It's all good.
But no, that looks great. Definitely doesn't look like you're abducted by aliens or about to be abducted by aliens in some creepy multiverse.
Let me tell you something. I'm addressing this to Mac. Don't sell a computer that has a camera that makes you look like you're in a horror movie about to like have the chainsaw master guy come in. Like,
you are there.
Decent money. Like, why is my iPhone camera a million times better than like this is
the same product? Like, you got it, should just be the same camera.
Yes, exactly. And Tina, you're still frozen, but it's all good because I'll use just the audio for this part.
Sorry, guys.
Tina's froze for me too. The only reason I'm disappointed because you make me giggle, your faces that you make and stuff. So, but it's all good.
Sorry.
maybe you'll suddenly unfreeze and come back to us. But
it's okay. A nice still.
Yeah, at least
try to like turn my camera on and off.
Yeah, try to shut it on and off.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I do with everything.
Am I back? It
pretty much works.
Did it yes.
Work? Ooh, tech whiz.
Okay, but now you can see how I
She wrote W and then like 1,000 O's and then T. Like, woot.
No, I'm still here for it. I got it.
Yeah, no, you can do woot however you want to do woot, okay? Tina's my homegirl, so she's going to have my back for life.
I got her back.
She has it, yeah, and vice versa.
All right. Good.
Okay, so next topic, moving on, rolling on, however a cool podcast host would say that. Rolling on. Okay, so I think this is kind of hilarious. I didn't even remember this until I reconnected with Siege and he told me this memory, but I guess when one of the times that we were like dry humping summer of eighth grade into ninth, there were some times I was, you know, dry humping him and stuff. And I guess I'll let you kind of tell the memory, but I told him about birth control at 13 and he didn't even know what I was talking about.
Well, like, yeah. She said something like
birth control at 13, Kate. Like, what was happening?
No, like, that's the question, because I didn't even know what it was. And she never had sex yet. You know what I'm saying? And she's talking about, you know, my dad said I could get on birth control when I'm 16. And I'm like, I'm a little kid. I was like, cool.
Are you enticing him, Kate? Are you hoping he'll wait the 3 years? Like, what was this?
I'm not sure. And then so I didn't even know what it was.
He was waiting for marriage to have sex at this point. He was like a real good Christian boy.
I was holy as shit back then.
Right. Not so, you were dry humping though at 13, so it's
no. I was getting dry humped.
Oh, fair.
I came over to study biology.
You were an innocent bystander in the dry hump. You were just there.
We were studying earth science, and then I'd just be getting dry humped by this extremely aggressive 13-year-old girl.
You knew what you were coming over for.
I had an idea. I had an idea, yes, but
I love that you guys have these memories because, like, we all have them. But I don't still talk to those people. Yeah. I would die if I talked to them right now about this stuff. I would fucking die. I wouldn't even be able to look them in the face about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're dating again, so that's wild.
Yeah, no. So, like, I remember, like, I didn't even know what she was talking about. I was just like, that's cool. Cause like, that's how it was. Like, I was just trying to, like, I kind of said that to people a lot when I didn't understand what they were talking about, just cause like, I want to be popular.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cool. And then, so, but like a year or two later, I was like, wait a second, birth control. I was like, would she tell me she wanted to pop?
Right.
Like, did she just skip a step from not fucking at all to fucking raw? She didn't say nothing about my dad's gonna let me get condoms. She was talking about her dad about, you know, I want to hit this with skin right about now. And so, like, I don't know how you skip that step, dude. But I think it was pretty awesome.
We're like, what your thought process was in that moment, Kate? Was that like, were you enticing him?
Tina, this is the thing. Like, so I completely had forgotten that until he reminded me. And I definitely at first was like, whoa, like it. It's like, whoa, that's. But like, CG, when he and I would like get into our makeout sessions back then or whatever, I think I did get really into it and worked up. Like, it doesn't, like, I was in the moment. So I guess I would just say some crazy shit like.
She was like, guess who's about to get birth control? And I'm like, oh my God. She'd be like, yeah, you like that? She got a little aggressive. Yeah. Somehow she had that talk. And I'm 13. I'm like, you know, I've touched some boobs before. Like, but
yeah.
And so when I realized it later on in life, I was like, oh, what a slut. So, like, yeah. So, it was good. I told her about it, and she did remember. She definitely remembered telling me that. And then I remember having the light bulb moment. Like, I didn't even know her anymore. Like, I went to a different school and stuff like that. We barely saw each other anymore. I had a light bulb moment. I was like, she was trying to fuck.
You think you were, Katie?
I wasn't trying to in that moment because I said at this age I'm allowed to go on birth control.
So you were just letting him know where your head was.
I think I was really worked up. Like when we would dry hump, I was orgasming frequently in those moments. Mm-hmm. I was having the time of my life.
And, super thick pairs of Wrangler jeans, basically, somehow.
Oh my god.
CG was getting a lot of friction, which I did not know again.
Right, which apparently is horrible for you guys. When you're little and you're a girl, it's all good. That all works for you on your end.
Right.
So we apologize.
So there were a lot of embarrassing tidbits of information that came through when CG like I was like, "Oh, you weren't coming either. Oh, you were in pain. Oh, you know, like, oh my God.
Burn the next day."
We didn't have any of the right clothing on and we couldn't get undressed because we were too young.
No.
So like, nah, it was just fucking me up. But I was doing it for the stories. Like I was doing it because like I was getting notches under my belt for doing this. Like Kate was hot and like I'm getting notches under my belt and I can tell my one friend who won't tell anybody because Kate, I wasn't allowed to tell anybody because I was kind of her whore. And she had like, you know, she had romantic other things that she was worried about. So like.
He was your side piece, Kate? You were side piecing him?
He was my best friend. I was such
her whore.
He's nodding yes, so I believe you. She's trying to tell the story.
Listen. And I have to turn on my webcam again because I look too hideous.
You look beautiful. You always look
beautiful. No, I look like
I'm just surprised you haven't been murdered yet in that room.
Yeah, okay. Here, see, look at the difference.
That's wild, actually.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
You should
is there a built-in light in that bad boy?
No, there is, but I'm not even using it. This is that's without that. Weird. It's like Mac, get your life together with this camera. Wait, where was I?
No idea.
Somewhere about.
Oh, about your room. That CG was your side piece.
Okay. CG in seventh and eighth grade, he came to my school in seventh. It was public, right? So he had been in a private. He came to our school in public in seventh. And he was in like almost all my classes. He wasn't just one of my best friends, but like we were in like a close friend group. Do you know what I mean? So like we were in the same friend group. He was also one of my best friends, like a genuine study partner. Like we'd be lab partners a lot or things like that. But he was definitely one of my best friends.
Until I found out she had no interest in studying. Go ahead, Kate.
Study partners, Kate.
So
study partners. Because I was very studious and I cared about my grades. And so when she said we needed to study for our earth science test, I said we do need to study for that earth science
and
test.
We did. We both got all A's and B's. Anyway.
I feel like I didn't do that good in that class because
well, I did.
It would be the day before the test and you'd want to dry hump in Wrangler jeans for 2 hours and then I wouldn't get anything done. I feel like that's how it was, Kate, okay?
I did great in those classes, but I got a lot of my energy out before from dry humping. Anyway, so.
I feel like that's the one class I didn't get an A in all of middle school.
Oh, I'm
just. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But you got other things. Other things forgotten, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Tina, addressing Tina's question from before. CG was my best friend. I didn't just treat him like a whore because I genuinely, do you know what I mean? Like he was a bestie. My heart at the time was caught up. I almost want to say his full name, but it's not. I want. I was caught up on who we call Dave on the podcast. That's not his real name. But I had like an on and off thing with him. He was like a good Jewish doctor, which he is now, but even back
then.
Even then, we knew.
You just knew he was already in seventh.
He was.
That's what she said.
Good Jewish doctor, seventh grade.
Basically, yes. Like, family was rooting for Dave. I mean, he's a good dude, even today. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, he was the one that I was, like, caught up on back then. But Siege was my bestie and smoking hot, even as a seventh grader. And I'm saying that as a seventh grader back then. So I don't
that is a 31-year-old.
Correct. None of that weirdness.
No weirdness.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second because this is so weird. One of our friends passed away, horrible, but we all got together, right? And we started going through our boxes of photos. There are a bunch of us, not me, but us, and we're like 15 or 16. And every now and then there's like a tit in a picture here and there. And then I was like, is this child pornography? Do we have child pornography? How fucking weird is that?
Oh, shit, dude.
All of us, right? Like, our whole friend group. We're adults now, and we're just going through these boxes. And we're like, yo, do we have to get rid of these?
Like, this is fucking child porn in your house right now.
Yes!
Oh, my God. I never thought of that before, dude.
Crazy. That was a big moment for all of us. We all looked around like, holy shit, is this weird? And, like, put them on the bottom.
You were like, you sick bastard. Get rid of these right away.
No, it was her. They were of herself. Like, it was all of us in these groups. And we're like, oh, yo, like, whatever her name is, here's your titty. And then the whole thing got like, oh, shit, wait, is this weird now? Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's awesome because she shows me old pictures. You know, she gets old pictures of us and it's like there's pool parties and stuff like that. And like, since my kid mind knew all these girls and they're hot back then and they're in bathing suits, my mind jumps to like, oh, damn, she was looking smoking that day. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, buddy.
That's so weird and creepy. But you're
a kid, but it's not a kid. It's a grown up.
14 and she was looking smoking.
Yes, through my 14-year-old eyes.
And
yeah. It's some weird stuff. I'm glad you brought us down that rabbit hole, Tina. It's very interesting to me.
Because while you're there, it's you immediately go back through those eyes. You're 15. You're 16 when you're looking at those. You're still. I mean, I still kind of see my friends that way. And I think that's probably funny between you guys. Because when I see my friends, I still see them as their, like, 16-year-old selves. Mm. And, yeah, I can't even imagine what it's like to try and have an adult relationship with one of those people.
Mm. It's very extremely awkward.
But, like, also really sweet and almost, like, sibling-like in this weird way. Because you, like, totally know each other. Like, legit know each other from when you were little. I don't know. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that definitely makes it sound creepy and awkward, but
No,
and you're right. You're 100% correct. So it's all good.
For me, it's kind of a gift. It's definitely a gift. Like, I get to look at him because I, in eighth grade, kind of had a similar body, to be honest. He was way more in that like puberty phase. So, like, for me, what'd you say?
How dare you?
it's a treat to get to be like, because he's such a hunk, like, now, not that he wasn't then as like an eighth grade going through puberty hunk, but me as a woman, I get to look at him and be like, oh my gosh, like, my bestie from middle school is now this like adult man hunk. And there are just other so many other qualities that he's that are evolved, you know, like, he's a man and it's cool that I like loved him and knew him then as like a bestie. And then, although I also did some sexual stuff with them then, but then like, it's, for me, it's cool. Yeah.
See, I remember when you got, you know, this was when we met back up later in life, you know, and you had lost track of me. We had lost track of each other in high school because I went to a different high school. And then she sent a picture of me, you know, to me that was of me when I was like 17. And she was like, where was this fucking hunk when I was? And I'm like, he's 17, Kate. Fucking relax. She was like, where was this motherfucking hunk when I was 16? I was like, you cool your jets. Cool your jets, Kate, all right? Like, she just, because that was the first time she saw that picture. So it is like she's looking at a 16-year-old.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, engines are revving right now. So, I thought
it wasn't like, because it's you idiot. It's you.
I know, but it's like weird to try and like navigate those lines. When you know the people, if it's a stranger, immediately that's weird as shit. Absolutely not. But if you have it, right. But if you have some memory of them, you're like, this is fine. Like, because I'm that age then. It's really
and
weird.
I was talking about me at 17 fucking that 17-year-old. Do you know what I'm saying?
But it sounds crazy when you're saying it as an adult.
She was like, I would have rode the shit out of this kid. I was like, wait, what?
Are you thinking about that now? But like, of course you weren't, but it sounds insane.
Right. Well, because for me, it's like, I don't regret things in life. I don't live that way. I don't think you can live that way. I think once again, you take away one stepping stone, the whole road crumbles. But it's like, I was not happy in high school and my high school boyfriend would have gotten quickly tossed away for that hunk. So, yes.
This is the hunkiest dude on the planet. And I'm far from gay.
Hunky. I'm not saying he's not a hunk, but to me, you're a hunk.
Should I not say names? Sorry.
You just said, you just talked about.
You just said he's hunky. Like, and he know he. I think he already knows that he and I did not have a healthy relationship in high school. Like, you know, I don't think that's news to him. I'm cool with him now. Like, that was high school.
What's a healthy high school relationship anyway?
I was just about to say
not cheating, not cheating on me with all my close girlfriends.
Oh, he was cheating on you?
With, like, close sister-like girlfriends of mine. Yeah.
Tell him, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I always think it's funny when you tell me that, like, one of your close friends would come up crying to you at, like, I have to talk to you. And then you'd be like, what happened? Did you fuck?
One of my close girlfriends wrote me like a girl apology poem. She was a close girlfriend of mine. Hooked up, not sex, hooked up with my then boyfriend who I at the time was very much into. And, you know, I found out and she was like, here's a poem I wrote. I don't know what happened. Like, look, what happened is he was a hunk and girls would lose it. But like,
no, but when you're 17, that is ultimate betrayal. That is like...
Tina, even now, Tina, that's like a sister to me, for real. Would you ever, if I currently loved the shit out of a person, do you know what I'm saying? Never.
No, but you're also, when you're 16, 17, you're not like firing on all cylinders yet. Like, you're just doing weird shit. Like, that, it doesn't count. Like, you wouldn't do that as an adult. But at like 16,
I wouldn't 17, do that then.
Meh.
Tina used to rock out.
Tina is a badass. Yeah. Rocker. Tina also, I didn't have this written down years ago, not that long ago, but years ago, Tina took, we did a photo shoot. I didn't take naked pictures of her, but Tina took all these sexy naked pictures of me. I don't know why we did it. Like, nothing happened between me and Tina or anything.
No.
But yeah, she took.
Well, I think we always like having like an arsenal if we needed it. Like, of just like really hot pictures of us. And if we needed to release those to anyone for any reason, like, we had them. Like, so I was just doing you that favor. Like, let me get some sick pictures of you. And I did.
And she's a she's an artist. She's a photographer, has a good eye. So she took some really artsy. I don't think I have them anymore.
I don't know where I was just thinking that. I don't know where they are either.
I got rid of them because
look them all over the internet.
I think of that one where, like, in my old apartment in Montclair, you're like by a window and there's a cactus and like there's like a silhouette of your body. Yeah.
Gorgeous. They were gorgeous.
Like, her body's insane. So like she was so easy to photograph.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, there you go. Take that compliment. See how that feels.
I said, thank you. My body's banging still. Thanks.
Relax over there, sister.
I mean, I guess that's how we're supposed to take the compliment, but I can't do it.
Is it how we're supposed to?
I don't know.
If somebody's biceps look great, I'm like, yeah, my biceps look fucking great. Is that the way you do it? Or
I think that's... I don't want that.
Put a lot of goddamn work in on these biceps.
And I was like, that's right. Thank you. And then that was it. We just moved on. Fucking weird.
I'm the best fucking designer out there, bitches.
Yeah.
Constance.
That's a little overkill, I feel like. I do. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean,
I think she took it quite gracefully. I do.
Thank you. Thanks.
I think so as well. But I think Tina and you, CG, could both learn to take in compliments and just say even thank you. Like, you did say thank you, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, you both get allergic sometimes.
Yeah, I like grown up. It took me a solid 15 to say thank you. I was like, wait, let's go back. Thank you.
Yeah, you did wind it back there. I usually say something like, cool your jets. I usually try to get the person to relax a little bit. Listen, relax.
Cool your jets is so great.
Like, they're just, you're a little hyped up right now. Let's relax, you know?
Oh, man, I'm going to try that at work.
It's a good expression.
Right?
It's honestly very humiliating to get in the moment.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like confessing my love and admiration for him, and he's like, "Cool, you're Jets." I'm like, oh, "Okay."
I feel like he's been telling you to cool your Jets in seventh grade in earth science. That's why it's like extra humiliating.
Oh, I hate that. In fights, when he like goes to seventh or eighth grade, he's like, I remember even in middle school you did this. I'm like, you can't use middle school Kate again for a Kate
insulting.
That is a cheap move.
You're like, damn it, that is true.
It's a cheap move. It's a low blow.
Yeah, it is a low blow.
Nice.
I'm not a great person.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that. We just said that Kate's been needing to cool her Jets since middle school, which is
true. Yeah. There are great vintage expressions like cool your Jets that you just got to hold on to.
You do.
I can't rattle them off right now, but they come up at the right instances.
I'm going to wait for Kate to adopt them because, you know, that always happens with a couple. And every now and then she'll throw one at me and I'll be like, oh, my God.
Well, now I can't use it on you, Tina. I'm going to try, though. Tina's going to say something that won't, it won't even make sense. I'll be like, cool your Jets.
That was the mean version. That was the mean version, cool your Jets. That was like a little, you put a little sass on
that. That's what I hear, CG, when you say
it. That's what we hear when you say that.
Yeah.
That's why it feels offensive.
Well, no, you got to say, like, listen, cool your Jets, compadre. So it's like a little less.
There's another one. You
found compadre it. Makes it a little less offensive. It's like, he's my friend still. He's just saying, cool my Jets. But he said compadre, so, like, we're obviously good friends.
Clearly.
Yeah. You tack something onto it.
Got it.
Okay, so I sent both of you an article, and it's actually from, like, a month ago. So,
dude, we're not like a current events podcast, Kate. Like, we can do something from a month ago. Nobody's holding us to it. It's all good.
Okay, thank you.
The producer's not going to get pissed. He's one of my good friends. So, just.
Okay. So, there was a Portland mayor who ended up spraying a man who was refusing to wear a mask and also getting in the mayor's face. The mayor kept saying, back away, like 6 feet away from me, and the man wouldn't, and then the guy got pepper sprayed. What are your feelings on that? Tina, I'll start with you.
I mean, I think that's fine. My first thought is, are there laws about pepper spraying people?
I think so. There has to be.
Right, because is it assault?
I think there has to be
under certain terms, because... Like, when does it become, like, if I'm afraid for my safety, right? If someone's creeping on me and I'm afraid for my safety and I pepper spray them, I mace them, like, but then they turn around and go, oh, I did not intend to assault you. Am I going to get an assault? Like, what is the line?
See, yeah, no, I think that, like, there's a certain, like, I think assault can even be, like, when somebody is too close to you, they can even call it assault even if they didn't have to. Like, assault and battery, you can get that charge even if you didn't touch anyone because you...
Right, but I get that charge because you were threatening me and I pepper sprayed you.
I feel like you are going to have to tell the judge, like, you know, you are going to have to argue to the judge, like, this person was way too close. But I think that you can win that.
Okay. So then in any uncertain terms, I would have pepper sprayed that human being. Like, 100%.
And listen, I'm the guy to talk to. I have, like, 3 semesters of engineering school, so I can tell you all about the legal stuff.
Got it, right.
Didn't it sound like I really knew?
Yeah, I believe the shit out of you right
exactly
there.
Exactly.
I thought you had been into some dicey shit and had been in front of a judge enough times, so...
All right, well, you kind of guessed right on that one.
Okay,
so
that's where I went with it.
I went all prison savvy on you right there. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, you're good on that. I mean, the mayor was explaining it to the cops. Like, I told him several times to back up away from me. He was in my space. And he was using the corona thing, too. Like, he's in my space without a mask. But the thing was, the guy came. He was from, like, a news station. And he came up on him with the camera. Because they weren't wearing masks. The mayor and the person that the mayor was eating with weren't wearing masks. And he wanted to get them on film not wearing masks. And then, but it was like, the mayor explained how it was all legal. They're in a tent in a restaurant and the statutes. He knew his shit, it sounded like. And then
also, like, what a ridiculous statement. He wasn't wearing a mask while eating. Like, the dude was fucking eating. Like, and so, and if he wasn't a tent, like, all that's perfectly legal. I think the dude was a lawyer, right? Wasn't he a partner at a firm?
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, a lawyer, yeah. Not a reporter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what is he after? That, like, look, we should all be able to legally eat at... What was he after is what I'm trying to figure out, too.
I feel like if you sue the mayor, I feel like if one somebody from the law firm saw the mayor eating with no mask and was like, yo, like, we sue the shit out of people. Like, the mayor has some dough, and he's not wearing a mask at the restaurant. That reminds me that I want to invent a mask that you can eat through. You just shove food in the hole, and it, like, absorbs the food. Like, there's, like, a trap. You push it in the trap.
Oh, got it. And then it opens up inside?
Then it pushes it into your mouth.
I got it.
So, like, hey, don't make that face, dude.
Yeah, it's not a glamorous idea, but it would open. And then open from the inside.
And maybe it even chews for you. Maybe it even chews it up in the little and then puts it into your mouth like a mom does a baby bird.
Right. I don't like that part, but that's part of the whole
I would never, ever have sexual intercourse with someone who used a mask like that.
How do you clean that mask?
Dude, we'll see after I use it.
Mask.
We'll see after I use that mask. Dude, I'm going to be the inventor of that mask. You can't shun me. Like, you're going to have to use it at some point.
He's also inventing.
When you're, like, sitting on dough for it. Like, you're sitting on a pile of cash. You still going to stand by that statement, Kate?
No. If he brings in cash, I'll be like, mask that chew your food, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
You just, or it can, like, suck the food. Like, maybe it has, like, a little vacuum mechanism in it too, and, like, sucks it right into your mouth.
Oh, that's awful. That's also
sounds
CG wants to invent the reusable condom as well.
Of course, like, you get it made
anti. You just, like, clean it up, roll it back down, stick it in.
Well, like, it would be custom-made
for you. It could stay in there, though, because condoms are used to help prevent diseases. If it's reusable, that would be very hard to make sure.
Exact size of your wiener. And to me, that's, like, everything. Like, you don't get gloves that aren't the right size. You don't get a one-size-fits. Actually, maybe you do. I don't know. This is not a good argument. But, I mean, just for you to have one, like, yeah, this is my, like, I brought my condom. It has, like, a case, like a carrying case. And then,
you
like,
have to be able to get, like, sanitized, though. I get that. Because,
well,
like,
no, you wouldn't just jizz on it time and time and time again and then just, like, you know, just put it, keep putting
it out in the sink.
No, like, there would be a washing. There might be, like, a condom washer that comes with it or something like that. All but, right. I honestly also thought of, like, a condom that, like, you put it on before you go out. Like, you put it on your soft penis. I haven't gotten that far yet. Like, that's a good call, but I'm going to have to start engineering it that way.
Get back to me on that one.
But I was thinking, like, just to be prepared. Like, you never know what's going to happen. You might get wasted. You might, like, it's already on.
It's already on.
Like, you and your boys strap up before you go out. And then it, like, grows into place. Or you just kind of hang it off the tip. And then I'm not sure if you did that, just, like, hang the thing off the tip when it – at the beginning, and then it just balloons up into it.
I'm like,
don't have to talk about this right now. It's just you know, it's just something that I was rattling around in my head. So, like,
right. So we're gonna work on that, but I'm not opposed to it if it can be cleaned properly.
Yeah, like, dude, it can be, like, a really expensive joint. Like, you can get a $5,000 one.
Right.
That, like, feels like she can feel you. You can feel her. And, like, I feel like.
Invested.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason they made these things so that they cost 8 cents a condom. And right. I'm like, why won't somebody put some work behind this and make some serious ones?
But, That's fair.
Look, I'll get behind some of these inventions. If Tina's going to get behind it.
Thanks, Kate. We'll work out all the kinks.
Design it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm about us putting our minds together and making that money. And if that's through reusable condoms, then so be it.
The only hard part.
So maybe.
The only hard part is like when you put the, when you make the mold, like you drip the hot wax on and then you make the mold. So like that's hard, and you have to stay erect when you when that happens. So like it's not easy, but we're gonna make start making some prototypes any day now.
Let me know how it goes.
Thanks, I will.
Put the Vaseline on first, Kate.
I'll send you a text. Tell you how it went.
Okay. So this is like, I don't know why I wrote this down, but I guess we should just address it. So I was looking at, I'm not someone who's like very COVID news. Like I don't go and check the COVID stats all the time, but I was curious and I checked this about a month ago, but almost 2 million COVID deaths worldwide. That's worldwide. Mm-hmm. But I was like, wow, 2 million worldwide. That's a, that is a lot. Not that I, you know, but that is a lot of people. So just wanted to throw that, that stat.
I fathom that number. Like I, when people say there was 200 people at a wedding, I don't even really know what that looks like. You know what I mean? Like, so when someone says to me like 2 million people, I think that's part of the reason that we're not doing like big memorials. And because you would think that we would be doing all of this, like, have you guys lost anybody from COVID?
No. So you can go ahead and joke about it.
No. But see, I have. Okay. No, it's okay. Two of my friends lost their parents. Three of my friends lost their parents, actually. Either one set of friends lost both. And then one and another each lost one. And I went to one COVID funeral. Absolutely insane because it's heartbreaking. You can't hug the person. Like this person you've known your whole life, the parent you've known your whole life, they're crying. You can't touch them. Everyone's spaced like through the church. Fucking weird as shit, right? And the whole time you're like, this is crazy. This person is only dead because of COVID-19. No other reason that this person would be dead right now. And then you like try to throw that on a 2 million person scale. And it just like doesn't make sense. So I think we're not properly processing how sad it is because it's impossible to. Like, we just can't. I can't do it, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on the not being able to process exactly. But, like, also just how many people even live on Earth. What is it, like 6 billion or something?
I have no idea.
I think it's more than that. To me, that's, I can't believe that the planet is still, like, functional and alive with that many people on it. And the way so many people don't, like, litter and don't deal with their trash properly. And like, to me, that's the most unfathomable that I think about at night. I'm like, how many people are on this planet? Like, and people who don't even like honor or take care of themselves or the actual planet we're living on. Like, so.
Or not have access to too. That's another big thing. Like there is not enough infrastructure. Like when I was in college, we would throw our trash out and they gave us a separate bin for recyclables. So we would separate them, put them outside. I remember one time I was just up early enough that I watched the trash guys come back from the campus. They just took our recycling and threw it in the same exact back of the truck as there was no fucking recycling at that school. It's true though. Like, and that's so you're thinking, they're pacifying me. They're letting me think that I'm recycling so I don't say anything. So I'm a college kid and they know I'm going to say something. But in the morning when they throw out the trash, they just all throw it in together and move on.
Infuriating. And it's all fun and games till we're all dead because there's no planet to live on. So we might want to take recycling more seriously. That's not to you guys.
That was dark. That was dark, but I like the message.
Yeah, Kate went deadpan serious.
I know.
I was like, I believe you.
She gets scary. She gets scary sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you why I should be scary. Because there is something called like Trash Island. There's like this huge miles long island of trash in the ocean that's poisoning the waters. And obviously if our water's poison, the whole earth is poison. Like it's everything's linked, you know, we've got glaciers melting. So like, I try not to be doomsday about it. I'm very hopeful that we can get it together actually, but I say things like that because it's like we need to have actual recycling. We can't be taking recyclables and dumping them in with the trash. Like if we don't do this, like you know, there won't be a planet to live on. And yeah, maybe that means we won't even exist. So who cares if you're down for that kind of thing? But like, I would like to stay alive and have like a really good one, though, like one that's thriving, the planet's happy. So
all I mean to say is that it, like, I think it depends a lot more on infrastructure than we'd like to believe. Because you're saying if there's however many billion people on the Earth and they're not taking care of things and they're not recycling, like, we are of the most privileged people on Earth and we don't always have access to it. So I can't even imagine how someone else is living. They're not, I mean, they're not recycling shit. They're just trying to stay alive. And I can't even blame them for it. So, like, we don't know.
Also, they don't have that many, like, wrappers or, like, soda cans or stuff like that. I feel like they got, like, rabbits, you know, they're, like, hunting rabbits and their shit's, like, so I feel like they might not even have as much trash at all. It's like, true. Everything we open, I can't believe how many, like, you get, like, I get a box of Cheez-Its with 12 individual ones in it. I'm like, just for a little bite of Cheez-It, there's a whole thing that's going to float in the ocean, I guess.
Right.
It's a lot. When I really think about that, I'm like, where the fuck is it all going? Just from this one house, I'm like, where the fuck is that all going? So
now it's insane. I mean, I get packages delivered every day. My sister's actually one of those cute people who has like a stand outside for the Amazon guy with like chips and like, she's one of those cute people. Like,
what a wonderful person. I never heard of that before.
Absolutely love you. Lovely. And the funny thing is she's doing it for me because they're delivering to me all day. So I live in, yeah, she's a good person. So I'm working from home and I get a delivery every day, tile, wallpaper, whatever I'm like specifying for my projects. I will get a box full of styrofoam, full of plastic wrap, for one tile. It is gutting that how much shit I put on the curb every single week because I need, and like, styrofoam, how is that still a thing? It's not my fault. I'm not asking for the styrofoam, but I need the sample. So it's just, it's really fucked in a way that I can't control.
Let me ask you this, Tina. Do the neighborhood kids ever steal the Amazon guy's chips?
They do not. They do not. Because we also have a Ring camera. So we would know if they did.
Oh, so you keep an eye on the neighborhood kids then?
It's not really for the neighborhood kids. It's I don't even know why, but yeah, we definitely have a whole, like,
if I was leaving the Amazon guy stuff, that like the neighborhood kids might start messing with it.
Nah,
my sister lives messing with it. I don't want to feed them chips. They're little rodents, the neighborhood kids.
He knows where my sister's house is. They'd have to come so far close to the house to even like get the chip. It would be insane.
Okay, gotcha. Nice neighborhood then. Good.
Yeah, my sister lives in a nice neighborhood. Not crazy. She's not rich or anything. It's just a cute neighborhood.
Good.
It's great. It's a great house neighborhood. Yeah. And okay. So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much, Tina, for coming on and joining us.
Thanks, Tina. You were amazing.
It's nice to meet you, CG.
You too.
Yeah. Tina, where can they find you on social media?
So I only do one social media platform, and that is Instagram. Find me at Tina Constas. We'll have it spelled for you otherwise, but TinaKonstas, all interior design.
Definitely find her, follow her on there. Her designs are immaculate. CG.
Hi, I'm CG Erickson, and you can find me on CG.Erickson on Instagram and TikTok, and I'm on YouTube, and my name's something like CG Erickson on there. I am not completely sure right now. It might be CG _ Erickson. No?
I think that's not it.
I think if they put in CG Erickson into YouTube, your channel will pop up.
Sweet. Thanks, Kate.
You guys can find me on TikTok, Kate Fanshawn Wolf, Instagram and Twitter, the Kate Wolf, if you want a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you everyone for listening. Thank you both for podcasting. And bye.
See you next week, y'all.
From sourdough supremos to cheese on toast champions. We've all caught kitchen fever, oven cleaning duties, not so trendy. Luckily, the Hotpoint single oven has all that covered. The assisted cleaning function lets you clean your oven while saving on energy and skipping harmful products. We'll even give you a 1 in 10 chance to win your oven for free. Plus, free next day delivery and recycling at Curry's PC World. T's and C's apply.